For just a couple minutes, I want to chat with you. Before we begin, there's one question. Wayne Mays in the back, he asked if Jonah was going to be there at Sight and Sound. Wayne, you'll have to buy a ticket and go see yourself. He may be there right next to Elvis. We're not sure. But what a joy to be in God's house with God's people. This past Wednesday night in our midweek service, we had a handful here, and Miss Dorothy got up and taught us in a little class on love. She said, God has given us a lifetime to learn about love. And she says, maybe that's why he's allowed me to be here as many years as he has. We all smiled. And in this book that we're studying, The Purpose-Driven Life, this chapter pretty much affected me as much as any other chapter that we've studied. So, Dorothy, with your permission, I'm cheating this morning, and I'm going back to your notes for the sermon this morning. I have everything in place I need. This is love. This is from Don Hartzell. Cousin Rick last week brought me tomatoes. They grow them down at the farm, weighing about this big. I wore out two knives cutting the tomatoes that Rick brought me. This morning, Don has brought me this wonderful tomato. I have Peppa the Pig in front of me. Encouragement. And it is such a joy when you begin something if you are surrounded by love. In the book of Galatians, in the fifth chapter, I want to read for you a verse. The fifth chapter, the 14th verse. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then down in the 22nd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. Allow us for just a moment or two to just feel your love, God. Speak to us as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen, amen, amen. On Wednesday night, as we were going through this study, it seemed like everybody chimed in. Everybody had a little something to say. Everybody wanted to share about the love that they have felt in their lives. The chapter is a very simple chapter. It basically has three headings. It says the best use of a life is love. You know, we all seem to be caught up in things, in doing the responsibilities we have. But as I read my Bible, I know that we are simply placed here to serve God and to serve those around us. Dorothy was so nice to comment about how within this church she felt love. She says, that's the reason I'm here. I thought, what a wonderful testimony. The second part in the chapter says the best expression of love is time. Is time. It's how you choose to spend time. Your time. I was told some time ago that imagine somebody gave you each day of your life $1,440 to spend that day and that day alone. I'd say amen. The problem is you can't carry it over to another day. They said that's the same way it is with time. Each day has only 1,440 minutes. And you have the choice of how you spend those minutes of that day. And then the third part of that chapter says, the best time to love is now. So many times we're caught up with things and feeling inside of our hearts that I wish I had. I wish I had this. I wish I'd have just simply made the phone call that God laid upon my heart to make that I just didn't find time to do. And trust me, friends, I like this sermon because this sermon pretty much hits me more than any of you in here. I believe that the great hindrance to showing love that you'd like to show within your heart is this thing we call busyness. And I'm so guilty of it. So many times, and boy, I can justify, I've got this to do, and I've got that to do, and I've got this to do, and that, when I simply would love to spend time with those that I care about. The author in this book talks about that the many times that he stood next to individuals taking their last breath, that never has one ever said, bring me my awards, go bring me that shiny car to look at, go bring me my wallet so I can check my checking account. No, they simply want loved ones around them. And I know that I have had the joy and the pleasure of standing around a dear saint, knowing that the time is short, in simply singing hymns, songs about the Master. I come to the garden alone. Wow. And in that time, in those final hours or minutes, what a peace God will give, simply knowing that the things in life that are most important are those that we love and those folks that God gives us in our lives to love us. I had a very interesting week. I did something I never do, folks. During the week, in the middle part of the week there, I wasn't feeling it well. I started to get a combination. I had two things going on. I had the old toothache, which you can't have that by itself. It's much better when you have the earache to go along with the toothache. And I was hoping somebody would come along and simply stomp my toes so that I could stop thinking about my earache and my toothache. Go to the drugstore. Get eardrops. Try to lean sideways like this. Try to drop those ears, those drops in your ear, and then you need to stuff a cotton ball in there. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Very pleasant. I was glad nobody came by and watched me as I was sitting there dropping drops in my ear and getting ready to put a little cotton ball in there. Finally, I went to see the dentist, and I have a wonderful dentist. He is a true Christian brother. And he and I always have conversation before he starts in. He has a great sense of humor. Took x-rays. I really can't find anything, but that one little tooth that you got in the back there, he says, that wisdom tooth, it just doesn't quite look right. He says now, and he and I are a little around the same age, he says, you have to consider at my age and your age whether you want to lose any wisdom. What he said. I said, Doc, let's look at it next week. Then on Friday, it got so bad that I did something that I never, ever do. I actually had to go to the urgent care. What a joy. Because if there's something in my life that I just simply detest, can't do, can't force, I just am not one of those individuals that loves going to the doctor. Just, that's hard. Yeah. Amen. I walked into the urgent care thinking, you know, I'm going to be there forever and it's going to be, and I may just get upset and just march out and not even. We will see you within 2 to 7 minutes. Oh, no. I walked in, and there's a lady there that has worked at that urgent care for 43 years. She said, God told me today to pray for the individuals that I would see today. Wow. Is that a way to start your visit to the urgent care? And I asked her, I said, is that prayer for healing or prayer that they can tolerate your treatment? She quickly took out this little thing and looked in the ear and she says, I said, well, you know, if you give me a prescription or something, because I thought, some infection, I might need some antibiotics or something, I'd go and maybe I can go to Walmart, get the, you know. And she says, oh, you won't be needing anything tonight. Took out a little tray. She said, lean over like this, started shooting water in and all like that and softened up and reached in with a pair of tweezers. And if I showed you what she pulled out of there, you would not have much respect for your pastor this morning. Because it was plain and simple nasty. All of a sudden, the pain stopped. She says, this gunk has put pressure on your eardrum. And that's what's causing you to be in so much pain. And she says, looking at you, I can tell every now and then, you just need a good little cleaning. I said, ma'am, you have made my sermon's notes for Sunday. She is a wonderful, wonderful child of God. She says, you know, I've been here for 43 years. And in just a couple months, she is going to retire. She says, you know, things have changed in the many years that I've been here practicing. She says, but the thing that I will miss the most is the people. I will miss the people. And I thought back to just Wednesday night when dear Dorothy had shared with us about how God loves people. People, people, people. I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know what is your most pressing issue. If you need some Oragel, I will share with you. If you need your ears cleaned out, I will not, because, boy, that's nasty. That's just not nasty. That's not right. But I believe that God has appointed for you to be here today. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I'm instructed in God's word to love him more than anything. Love the Lord thy God with every bit of your strength, with every bit of your power. And then to simply love your neighbor as yourself. These are the things you heard in kindergarten, kids. And sadly, I need a little cleaning out to hear them again. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, you've just given us a warm spirit today. You allowed us to not only look at your word, but to take this word and look at our own hearts. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you for allowing this congregation to know how powerful your love is and what a privilege it is to have love one for another. I thank you for the joy and the warmth and the compassion and the caring that I feel within this congregation today. So, God, we're going to try to do something special. Heavenly Father, we're just going to try to simply tell you, thank you for what you've done for us and that we love you. It says in your word, as they gathered that night before, they took bread and they broke it. They took it in remembrance of you. So we ask now, as we have this communion, that you'll just simply allow healing to happen. You allow hearts to be lifted. You allow hurts to be mended. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen. I'm going to ask Rick and Barbara if they'll come on up, and we just ask that you wait, and we'll all break and eat this way.